You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated. Let's discuss the weather forecast as it relates to cool temperatures over the next several days. I saw some frost in the numbers for us locally. How widespread might these events be, at least in terms of temperatures in that low 30s area?
Well, I think it's going to be really quite widespread from southern Iowa all the way into northern Ohio over the next couple of mornings. We'll take a little bit of a break from the coolest conditions and then turn right around and bring it back one more time, perhaps, as we get into the second half of next week. That one is still up for debate as to how significant it will be. It's all up to an upper-level low that's going to be dropping through the eastern United States during the middle and latter parts of next week. But, you know, just one of those perfect examples of even though we're not happy with the fact we're not out there in the fields, what if we had gotten started a little bit earlier? It might have been a little different situation here for this week. So maybe a little blessing in disguise.
Okay, so the other item I need to take up with you, in particular for the northern Corn Belt, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, where they raise a lot of turkeys and poultry, and they've had a problem, as we all know, with H5N2 or the avian flu. Like other influenzas, this goes away with heat. So how warm might they get and when?
It's not going to warm up very significantly right away. The majority of the region will see a warming trend, but I think we need to get temperatures pretty significantly warm before we can really make a big case for improvement. So my guess is that we'll probably have to wait until sometime mid-May for a notable increase in temperatures that might be sustainable. And even then, I think we may end up coming back into some more cool weather again towards the end of May and 1st of June. It won't be as cold as this, though. It will be below average once again.
Until the Mississippi flyway stays cool, the Canadian geese continue to migrate slowly, I suppose, and that's going to be a problem. Other areas that we need to check in on, your assessment of the winter wheat crop after the rainfall that has recently come through?
Certainly has been a big turnaround for a lot of crops out there. We do have low subsoil moisture still, and they do need to see a significant addition to the moisture profile that they've improved upon up to this point. There's another two-storm system slated for that area as we go forward through the coming week. The first will occur later tomorrow and into Friday. We'll look for that one to be a light rain producer and focused on central parts of the plains more so than the south. And then there'll be a second system that will come along as we get into the end of the weekend, into the, we'll say Sunday and Monday. During that time period, we might do a little better job in fixing some of the moisture deficits that remain in parts of the Texas Panhandle and southwest Kansas, although for right now we're still debating how significant that may be because of this next storm system will be a cutoff low, and it may kind of wander around however it wants. We're not quite sure what that is going to be quite yet.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.